a lot of the producers specifically went to jazz clubs to get the jazz players because we had the finest technique. And of course, when you play jazz, you invent every note. So we're the ones that knuckled down and got used to the challenge of creating simple lines for these rock tunes, you know, and that's what we did. See? When I was playing guitar on the dates, Ray would do something like that with his thumb or with the pick, and I heard it. I heard different notes. I thought he should be playing.
Much jazzier.
Yeah, more notes and writing the beat a little bit more and inventing notes and fills and things like that.
The beat goes on, Sonny
right.
and Cher.
That's a tune that made me realize how important the bass line was. I was starting to play bass, but I got on the Beat Goes On date. We were hired to create lines, you know, I mean, especially in the rhythm section. Here's the way that the Beat Goes On sounded. La-dee-da-da-dum. La-dee-da-da-da-dum. And the beat goes on, see? So I knew something, we had to do something. We had to pull a rabbit out of the hat for that one. About the third line that I came up with was, and the beat goes on.
That makes the song, right there.
Right.
That makes the song.
Right, right. And I thought, wow, the one line really made that song. It's only one chord. But I realized the importance of the bass, and so that inspired me to play even more bass, you know, and of course then I got a lot of work out of it. Brian is one that used to use two bass players. He always had Lyle Ritz on string bass, and I was playing Fender, you know. There's only a couple of dates I did with just one bass, so mostly with Lyle. And with Pet Sounds, he was reaching a certain point in life that he was expressing himself a little further on with the tonal stuff. Say he heard bass playing as one of the ensemble instruments. And I didn't know that he played bass until I stopped working for him. I had no idea.
He was the group's bass player.
Yeah, I didn't know that
on stage.
Until later, and he never told me. You know, so anyway, but he kept getting better with every date, and he's the only one that wrote the music. See, the rest of the dates that I was on, I'd have to invent, but his lines were written by him, see.
But what is Good Vibrations without the bass?
You know, something interesting. He did the very first take on that with Ray Pullman at Gold Star, you know, and scrapped that, you know. And the other 12 dates I'm playing on, now that's 36 hours. He did not change that bass part all during the time. He changed all the rest of the music. He didn't change the bass part. And this is what he wrote, and I thought that was so neat, you know. I'll go on to the. I'm giving up good vibrations. Do, 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 do. Good, 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 good vibrations. Right. Good, 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 good vibrations.
You were the whole band there for a while.
It felt like it, yeah.